Welcome to the C3 Church Global Podcast with Phil Pringle. Phil is the founder and senior leader of C3 Church Global, a family of over 500 churches around the world. We're passionate about bringing you fresh, inspiring devotionals to fuel your day and insightful conversations on all things church and leadership. And it all starts right now.
Today is looking at a faith devotional. I really feel like over the past 2 years, the pandemic of COVID has been very bad in some cases, and some nations have suffered terribly because of it. Individuals, families, and businesses, and it's been extremely sad. But let me say this, an even greater pandemic has been the one of fear. And we see it constantly rising in so many people's lives everywhere around the world. And I feel the need to share faith on a more consistent level, to simply draw people back into a life of confidence, a life of believing God, and a life of expecting the Lord God of heaven and earth to do greater things in their life rather than living in anxiety and worry. He's told us, don't be worried, don't be anxious. And the way that we do that is not by trying to fight anxiety, but by being filled with faith. In Hebrews 10, verse 35, it says, do not cast away your confidence. I don't know about you, but I don't think I've ever deliberately thrown away confidence. I think it just sneaks out the back door. But when it does go, God says, recognize that and get it back. Because living in confidence has great reward. It says in verse 36, you have need of endurance so that after you've done the will of God, you may receive the promise. So there are promises for you and I that are awaiting us on the other side of a faith walk. Now, a faith walk means that I am going to keep on walking even when I stumble, even when I make a mistake, when I fail at something. Faith doesn't mean that every step I take is going to be successful. But faith means I will get up again. I won't give up. I will actually stand up. I'm not going to walk backwards. I'm going to walk forwards and keep moving towards the desired dream, the desired goal. In verse 35, the writer says, don't cast away your confidence, which has great reward. Boldness has its own reward. Life gives way for the bold person. Doors open for the bold person. When we are bold, we make the phone call to ask the bank to reduce our interest. We make the phone call to ask the landlord to actually go lenient on us when we haven't been able to pay. We face the situations that we fear. We have the conversation with the parents or with the children. We have the conversation with people about awkward things, about difficult things. And as soon as we decide we're going to be bold, we're going to be confident, we're not going to shy away from it in fear and intimidation. And we live in a world where there's a bully in the head for everybody, trying to bully them into a manipulated action, trying to make them do things that are based on fear. Even in religious circles, this has not been uncommon, where people have reacted and acted out of fear, out of bondage, out of religion, not out of faith, and doing all kinds of things to try and make God happy because they fear that he is not happy with them. The Bible says that we please God when we step into faith. And so you have need of endurance, the scripture is saying. All of us need endurance. We all feel like giving up at various stages. And the more we attempt, the more pushbacks and falls and failures we're going to have. So faith says, I'm not going to stay down. I'm going to endure. That's called emotional resilience. It's called the ability to keep on going when I feel like just giving up. But I'm going to believe. And that faith puts energy in my spirit and in my mind. Discouragement, negative thinking, all weaken us. Depression weakens us. Disappointment weakens us. Anxiety weakens us. But as soon as we displace that with faith, rather than trying to fight the negative, fill up with the positive. believe God. How do I do that? Well, I look at scriptures that inspire faith on the inside of me. Faith comes from hearing the word of God. It doesn't come from seeing God or from seeing miracles. The Israelites saw God on the top of a mountain, and they saw more miracles than you and I will ever see in a lifetime. And yet they constantly fell into disbelief and unbelief, complaining and crying out against Moses and against God. They didn't believe they could take the land that God said you can take. So we need to say, I'm going to switch my faith on and believe that I can do what God says I can do. Being bold means I get God's perspective of myself. Identity is such a big thing in our world today. Identity theft is a big thing. And the identity of who we are in Christ has been stolen so many times by religious thinking that we're meant to be these weak, backward, unintelligent, poor people. Nothing could be further from the truth. God has called us to rule and reign in life. He has called us to be confident people. In the book of Acts, when they saw Peter and John and the other disciples, they said, how can these men be so bold? How can they be so assured and confident? And then they took note they'd been with Jesus. They said, they can't be this confident because they're unlearned and uneducated men. And yet they're standing up and teaching the people. But you know what? They look like that person who was around here a few days ago. His name was Jesus, who healed the sick. Jesus was bigger than any problem he faced. He knew on the inside the power within him could bring down any power that was against him. And that power he released because he kept believing God. Even when people wouldn't believe in him, he believed that it would happen, that miracles would take place. The writer in Hebrews, he says, for yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. The Lord is coming through. There will be a day of breakthrough. Don't give up. It might seem like it's taking a lot longer than it should. But that's the way of the promises of God. That's the way to answers in prayer. They seem to always take longer because of our current pain and pressure that we're under. We want it to be over quickly. But the thing is, as we travel through that difficult time and do not give up, we will find that our faith grows stronger and our patience is increased. Patience is capacity. Our ability to cope increases. Our capacity to carry a larger burden increases. Our strength as a human being increases, our mental strength, our emotional strength, the strength of our will, the strength of our spirit. All of that increases as we pass through a trial of our faith, waiting and believing for God to bring things to pass. Verse 38, the writer says, now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. So he's saying that this is the great Reformation scripture that Martin Luther had a revelation of and started an entire revolution that we are a recipient of today, because he believed that the just shall live by faith, not by works, that we please God by believing, not by merit, not by personal merit. And then he says, if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Faith pleases God. Unbelief doesn't. Faith moves forward. Unbelief moves backwards. And so in verse 39, the writer says, we are not of those who draw back to perdition, or the word is literally destruction, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. Faith is always taking steps forwards. It's never moving backwards. Even though it meets resistance, confrontations, pushback, it doesn't start giving up and turning around and going back like the Israelites did when they saw the giants in the land of Canaan. Joshua and Caleb endured through 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, never letting go that dream or the faith that they could take those giants. All the other 10 spies died. So did all the generation of unbelievers in that wilderness. Faith keeps us wandering around in circles. Faith keeps us moving into the land of Canaan. Unbelief keeps us wandering around a wilderness. Just wandering around in circles, pointless in life. But once you grab a hold of faith and you say, I'm going to believe God, I'm going to take steps forward, I'm going to be confident in life, I'm going to be bold, I'm going to ask for this to be done and that to be done. And as soon as you take that bold step, you'll find God starts moving with you in all sorts of extraordinary ways. It's amazing what you can accomplish when you step out in faith and believe God. We will never know the supernatural power of God until we step out. Peter would never know what it was to walk on water. He would never know if he could walk on water unless he stepped out of the boat. You can't stay in the boat saying, I believe that I can. I've read a book about it. I'm praying about it. I'm thinking it could do it. Maybe God's will for me. Finally, we've got to take the step. And when we take that step out, we will discover the power of God is with us. I'm praying for you, believing God will touch you in powerful ways as you build your faith up in Jesus' name.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the C3 Church Global Podcast. Let us know what you thought by leaving a review and connect with us on Instagram at C3 Church Global. We hope you'll be back real soon.